and welcome to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. My name is Laura Vogt, and I'm the Communications and Events Manager for Engineering Student Services, and I'm excited to have you there this week. We're talking with four students that were Golden Bear Orientation leaders to find out what they enjoyed about the experience and why they think more students should apply this year, especially all of you engineers. So thank you, Haruka, Tyler, Malvika, and Jacob. Why don't you please tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Hi, my name is Haruka Ichikawa, and I'm a third year studying civil and environmental engineering.
And Tyler?
Yeah, I am also studying civil and environmental engineering. I am a fourth year student getting ready to graduate.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jacob Fisher. I am a student in the College of Engineering. I am currently a second year studying bioengineering.
My name is Malvika Singhal. I'm a third year bioengineering major, intended math minor.
How did you find out about being an orientation leader?
Well, for me, it was honestly from my own orientation leader. I just had such a positive orientation experience, and they were really just seemed like an amazing person, and they really seemed to vibe well with both the students and with the people they worked with, and it just seemed like such a good, positive community. And I mean, orientation really gave me a community, so I kind of wanted to give that back.
Excellent.
Yeah, for me, when I went through orientation, I actually went through the previous CALSU model, and then my CALSU leader was a student coordinator, which is one of like the highest positions that a student can have for Golden Bear orientation in its first year, and I saw him like posting about it on social media, and I was like, wow, this seems really cool, so I decided to do it.
The way that I found out about being an orientation leader is there was a lot of information that was posted in our group chat that we had created when I was a GBO student. So I was in the first class of students that were actually orientated during GBO. Okay. And during that time, we created a group chat. And my orientation leaders were absolutely fantastic. And they actually encouraged us to apply to be orientation leaders the next year. And my freshman year experience, although it was definitely a little bit of a learning process, didn't go as well as I was hoping that it would. So I guess I became an orientation leader, and I found out about becoming an orientation leader so that I could kind of make that process just a little bit easier for all of the new students here at Berkeley.
I heard of GBO first through like social media, because like on Facebook people were like plugging it a lot, and I was like, oh, this looks fun. And then actually in a SWE general meeting, Haruka came to the front and like announced that, like, oh, like the orientation like squad needed more leaders. And so I was like, okay, well, if Haruka says it's good, it's probably great, because like I really trust Haruka. But like, yeah, also I went through orientation through CALSO, and so I've heard that GBO would be a lot different. And I remember actually this very clearly, like I actually lived across Cafe Strada when the first GBO was going through, and I remember like during orientation every day, like these huge like groups of students coming through, and like these signposts, like the signposts were the things that really drew me in, because they were so creative and like wonderful, and I was like, I want to make one of those, like I want to be part of that, that looks so fun, it's like a little parade. I was like, wow, amazing. So yeah, that's kind of what drew me into doing GBO.
Oh, it's fun, so you're gonna be creative and teach new students.
Yeah.
And so why do you think this is a unique volunteer opportunity?
For me, especially as a student in the College of Engineering, I feel like from my first year, I was put in a lot of like technical classes, and I could meet a lot of students in STEM majors, but I couldn't really meet people like outside of that. But through Golden Bear orientation, I was able to meet so many people from like different backgrounds and different majors. And it's not just about like orienting the new students. It's also about like building a community for yourself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have to agree with Haruka on the fact that it's just, I think a lot of times in STEM and in engineering, we tend to like only talk with each other. And I think orientation offers a unique opportunity to get a lot of different perspectives and to get experience working with people from other backgrounds who are coming from different places, who might not be familiar with what you're talking about or what you're doing. And really interacting with people like that can improve your ability to interact with the broader world. And I mean, as engineers, we don't live in isolation. We have to interact with the broader world if we want to make things happen. So I think it's really been a great opportunity for me to develop those skills that are involved in working with people outside of engineering.
Yeah, like in the sense, like being an orientation leader is like in that role is it is a volunteering role, but it's also a chance for you to sort of not only make other students feel comfortable, but also have a second chance to, like, redo your own orientation, perhaps, like, if it didn't go well, and or maybe the way you wanted. So sort of vicariously, like, live through the other, through the incoming freshmen.
So talking a little bit more about being an orientation leader, what is your responsibilities? What is it that you're doing?
Well, you have a group of new students. You also might have an orientation leader partner. So either you or you and your partner will be leading a group of new students, either freshmen or transfers, and teaching them about, like, the values and of UC Berkeley, that the UC Berkeley community thinks as important, and also taking them out to, like, fun activities. We have a segment called Day in the Bay where you get to choose a location to go to from the Bay Area. So last year there was, like, ice skating, the Exploratorium in San Francisco, so you get to, like, go on an outing with them. And there's also, like, super cool late night activities that you get to go to. So there's, like, silent disco and
karaoke is always a fun one.
You're basically in charge of leading students around campus and introducing them to different campus services. So kind of beyond introducing them to campus tours and kind of showing them around campus, you're also in charge of giving them diversity training. You're in charge of giving them training on more sensitive topics such as sexual harassment. And you're in charge of kind of being their first role model on campus as a student here. And so you have a bunch of responsibilities involving leading and facilitating discussions revolving around important diversity training topics. You're in charge of maintaining composure and making sure that they know that Berkeley students, while they are able to have fun, they kind of maintain the sense of professionalism. And you're also in charge of, I guess you could say, being there for them as a support system, because it is their first time being on campus and they most likely haven't gotten accustomed to the idea of being on campus alone without anybody else from family or friends from back home. And so you're kind of in charge of basically helping them out with finding friends and finding a support system that they can rely on throughout the rest of the semester.
And so when you have these groups, how are they divided up? Is it all a specific major, or is it a little bit of from across campus?
So I think it's really cool how they've kind of done this. It's basically, it's all going to be people, if you're a residential freshman, it's all going to be people in your residence hall. So it's going to be people that you will actually be able to see and interact with every day throughout your first year at school. So they're not going to be strangers that you won't see on campus ever again, which means they'll be coming from a variety of majors and backgrounds, but they're all going to be people that, like, oh, hey, like, you see them down the hall on a regular basis. So it creates a nice setup where you can continue that community past just GBO fairly easily because they live with you. And then as far as for non-residential students, it is kind of just a mix of wherever they are. But
so you even get to create that community with people that are maybe in the same transit thing that you're having to do of driving here in the morning or taking BART or whatever it is that you're doing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then it's split between frosh and transfer, which also makes it nice.
Yes.
What is the training like to be a leader, and what is the time commitment?
For orientation leaders, I believe there are two days in the spring semester that were day-long training sessions, per se. Like, from morning to evening, you're basically going through, like, you're working with your orientation mentor and going through workshops as a whole entire group of orientation leaders and within just your, like, little group with your orientation mentor. So there's, like, an individualized training, like focus training and then group training in a sense.
Oh, okay.
And that's for, like, two full days in the spring semester. And then over summer, you do, like, this sort of online training.
Oh, okay.
Which is, like, modules on, like, B courses.
It is 3 days right before orientation starts in August, and then the week of August orientation.
When you're actually here over the summer, you said that you have to train a little bit beforehand, and then what are the days like? Like, how long are the days when you're actually working GBO?
They're pretty long, I will say. When you're actually working GBO, most of the programming goes from around 9 o'clock in the morning to sometimes midnight if you're leading residential students, and until about 9 or 10 o'clock when you're leading transfer students.
Okay.
But because of the fact that we have meetings beforehand, you have to wake up around 6:30, 7 o'clock, and be at the meeting around 7:30, which does actually take a toll sometimes, but I believe that the experience of going through GBO and leading the students kind of makes up for that fact. And of course, you can sleep a couple of days afterwards when GBO is over.
And I know we were trying to talk about a little bit off mic about what the perks of being a GBO leader are. So I know it's not necessarily like actual things that are given to you for being a GBO leader, but what do you think GBO has given you? Like, how have you grown as a GBO leader, or how has it helped you grow as a person?
Yeah, actually, GBO has helped me, like, grow so much. Like, I wasn't very good at public speaking, first of all, or, like, even starting conversations with people that, like, even friends. But after GBO, I started noticing that I had the opportunity to break out of my shell and, you know, sort of really value and focus on, you know, creating social connections with people outside of networking. And yeah, the GBO has also kind of given me more of a space to feel welcomed at Cal. And it's never too late to, like, sort of look for that, or even, like, you know, find a meaning or a space at Cal. Like, it's, you don't, like, when you come in as a freshman, like, you're not going to get that immediately. And if it takes time, like, that's fine. For me, coming to GBO and, like, being an orientation leader was sort of that process.
Okay.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And to kind of, like, add on to that, we do get free swag. So, like, t-shirts and stuff like that, which is pretty fantastic. But, yeah, after my first year at Cal, I kind of questioned whether or not I would be able to still find that community on campus. And through GBO, I've actually been able to kind of develop more of a community and meet new people and make new friends and kind of feel more at home while volunteering as an orientation leader on campus.
Do you have any favorite memories that you want to share?
I think so. I've, in the orientation leader role, I've led three groups now. And just, like, meeting so many different people that I probably wouldn't have met if it weren't for orientation, that's a great part of it. But one specific memory that I really cherish was my first time as an orientation leader. And it was the last day of orientation, and one of my students was like, "Haruka, like, what are we going to do tomorrow? Like, I can't, like, see you anymore." And I was like, "No, like, we can still hang out after orientation. Like, it's not like our relationship ends, like, just for orientation." But I was really glad that they felt close enough to me to say that, and that they still wanted to see me after orientation.
Yes, you made a good impression.
Yeah, I'd say my favorite memory is the first year of GBO. Everyone that was in our, like, kind of group of orientation leaders, because orientation leaders are actually subset into different groups that they interact with a mentor. So there's a mentor that has a group of orientation leaders, that, and then each orientation leader has a group of students. So in our orientation leader group, we all had this, like, group chat that was, like, really talkative all throughout GBO, and then continued well past GBO, and we kept hanging out and, like, having a good time. So we actually created a community among the orientation leaders in our little group, which was really nice. And then a lot of us continued on and served in this mentor role the next year later. So it was just, like, really cool to see how we were creating community among ourselves, and then also watching, like, each of our little orientation groups were also doing kind of the same thing, still hanging out with each other past orientation. So I think those two things were just, like, the coolest thing, to see that community grow and to see how, like, it's not just a direct impact. It's, like, the impact, you're not impacting just one person, you're impacting that person to impact other people.
My favorite memory is always the silent disco. Every time that we have GBO, there's a silent disco, which is basically where everybody has color-coordinated headphones, and each station correlates to a different color, and each color station correlates to a different I guess, musical type.
Oh, okay.
So basically everybody's listening to their own individual music and dancing to their own songs and in their own way. But generally, if there's a song that everybody enjoys, you'll see all of the stations kind of switch to the same color and everybody's listening to the same song. And so even though people passing by can't hear the music playing, you can still see everybody having fun and everybody sometimes when they're singing along with the same songs, it's a really cool experience.
Yeah, my favorite memory was also one of my favorite memories actually is when in summer GBO, like last summer, me and like my other co-OL and our group of students, we basically had some time after the intro to Berkeley tour, and so we went to Faculty Glade, and all the freshmen got a chance to like roll down 4.0 Hill, and like it was a nice day too, so like that added on to like the vibe, and it was like it was so nice to like see that and know like people still like were willing to be part of the tradition and, you know, get involved. And I don't know, everyone was in high spirits and like laughing and like coming together like as a group, and so that was like really nice to see and be part of.
To go back to the timing schedule we were talking earlier, so it sounds like you have to be here 10 days before school starts in August.
Yeah,
around, it's 10 days or so.
Around.
Have you had any problems or do you have any experience with doing like an internship and trying to get back in time, or it doesn't take up any other time over the summer, right?
So it takes up no other time over the summer. And also with if anyone's taking a summer class, we're flexible with that in that the training does overlap with the end of summer classes, but we allow people to attend their summer classes and finish that up.
Oh, okay.
And work that with training. And also for internships, I feel like in general, in my experience with engineering internships, they tend to be a little bit flexible on the end date. There's no like final poster you have to submit in a lot of them. So we found that for a lot of people, they're able to, like, talk with their employer and work it out. I don't know, Haruka, if you have more to add.
Yeah, like, I had an internship last summer, and they were very flexible about letting me finish, like, a week earlier than the other interns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was very nice.
So a lot of it's about communication, then, probably, with who you're interning with.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think being an orientation leader has taught you about yourself?
Definitely public speaking skills. I've definitely improved on that. Also, how to manage unexpected situations, because more or less you'll encounter that at some point during orientation. But it was kind of like a confidence booster for me to know that I can get through those like unexpected problems or just like being nervous about speaking in public. So I think overall I've grown a lot from orientation. And I've also learned that I was more capable of what I thought I was capable of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gave you a little bit more faith in yourself.
Yeah.
And is there anything that you want to add about being the GBO leader that we haven't talked about?
I definitely think that in the engineering field, it's not really talked about much about becoming an orientation leader, or at least we don't tend to have many engineering orientation leaders. And for me, I think that being an engineer and an orientation leader at the same time is absolutely fantastic, because when you're an engineering student, you constantly hear from people, oh, you have to get internships, you have to do this, you have to do that, in terms of professional development. And all of them are very linked to your major and to engineering. And through GBO, it's given me the opportunity to kind of branch beyond my major and beyond the College of Engineering and kind of gain leadership skills in a way that is unique and in a way that is given me the opportunity to kind of learn new leadership skills and kind of be able to develop my own, I guess, my own style of leadership. And it doesn't necessarily directly involve my major, but I still get those skills that are necessary for involvement in your major and beyond.
Well, when you become an engineer, you have to like remember that you are helping people. Like, your job is to innovate technology that helps people. And so what, like, how useful can you be, or like how effective can you be as a leader, or like as a someone like in their field, like very high up, if you can't communicate with people, if you can't, you know, get people to be interested in what you're researching?
From my experience, I would say that when I was going into the orientation leader role, I expected myself to be like just like the leader and like helping new students learn about Berkeley and like orient themselves. But then I definitely grew a lot more personally from orientation than I ever expected to. And like just to add on to what I said previously, like communication skills definitely like is another big thing that I learned from orientation. And yeah, I feel like by being in orientation and like the skills I learned from orientation have helped me like later in my engineering courses too. So it was an overall very positive experience for me.
Details about being or applying to be a orientation leader. You need to fill out the application and New Student Services will be in touch with you. The deadline to apply is February 17th. And if you want to know more, contact New Student Services or attend an info session. And all that information is available on bit.ly/GBOleaderInfo. And you can always check the link on welcomeengineer.berkeley.edu. So thank you for tuning in to this week's Not So Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. And thank you again to Tyler, Haruka, Jacob, and Malvika for joining us. We'll be back next week with more information on upcoming events in ESS and how you can be a part of Cal Day. Thank you.